And now, A-Squad answers fan mail with Rise Like Phoenix. Alright guys, you may notice that there are some changes in the show, and you will notice more changes, and I want you guys to know that we really do listen to all of your suggestions when you hit us up with ideas for the show. So, I'm going to read off a couple, and we're going to implement them, alright? So, Jennifer asks, why don't you guys go over what games are out this week anymore? We'll do that from now on. I know we used to do that, and we don't anymore. We generally just go over what we're playing, but we'll go over what's out for the week. She also has a follow-up question. What day are you on? What day we're on? We're on Wednesdays from now on. We'll be on Wednesdays. We record on Wednesdays, and we're going to throw it up right after, so it's all fresh and new. We used to do it on a delay, and before anyone asks, yes, that did create a episode that we didn't air. Don't worry, it was a very novice-heavy episode. You're not going to miss it. Next, username The Baggin' Dragon. He says, your new theme sucks. Change it. Okay, first off, you suck, but... All right, we can change it. I enjoy making them, and if it's not your favorite one, fine. I'll make a new one. And lastly, we have, please have Rise Like Phoenix stop wearing those tank tops to the studio. It's so sexy it hurts. Username M Barracuda. All right, fine, cool. I'll wear t-shirts from now on. Just stop sending that message every week. Alright guys, so that's it. If you have any more suggestions, then please, please hit us up and enjoy the show with the new intro. Thanks.
Hey, listen.
Let's get started!
What's new?
Whoa, wrong button. Everybody, we're back this week. We got a new intro. I like it. I hope everybody loves it. I hope the Baggin' Dragon loves it. We are going to be starting off right now, like I said, with games that are out this week. That's going to be the new thing. I remember we used to do that. I used to love that. Full squad tonight. We got Victor Belmont.
Yep.
Giant Shock.
Nice intro. Rise Like Skrillex.
Nice. Nice. Noah's Redemptor.
It's like A-Squad 4.0.
Right. Max Barracuda.
Thanks for wearing a t-shirt.
No problem, man. Anything to help the show. So, out this week. Anyone know anything out this week? No? Well, Tuesday, we got the new BlazBlue, which I know Victor was excited about.
Oh, those games are fun. They're just... Online is ridiculous. Those players are just too top tier for me.
That one's only for Vita right now.
I never heard that term. Too top tier?
Yo, they are ridiculous.
Top tier.
Triple T.
Yo, they are...
Triple T, I'm not fucking with it.
Like, you
make that a thing. Triple T.
You get one break in BlazBlue, and then you're fucked.
It's any fighting game, though. You can play those online.
Yeah. Then we got a game called X-Blaze Code Embryo. If anyone was waiting for that, I was not.
It's out
for PS3 and Vita.
It sounds like a stoner game. X-Blaze.
Embryo is what's kicking it for me. I don't want that.
sounds like an abortion.
Oh, the new Transformers game out Tuesday. Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark. Xbox One.
How much?
Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, PC, 3DS, and the Wii U.
One question. How much Wahlberg's in it? Because that's how much I want to get.
Well, I think we found a Transformer.
I might actually get that. I've got it, like, every Transformers game.
What? No. I love the online in those.
Hold
man.
On. Wait. How was Fall of Cybertron?
Great. Fall of Cybertron was awesome.
Sick.
They fixed it like a lot so better sick. Than the one before.
Well, because like I loved War for Cybertron.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to pick up Fall of Cybertron, but it never goes down in price. It only recently went down by $10.
Well, like the whole point was that one was more like War for Cybertron. That's why it was a lot better. Okay. Then the ones in between, which is the movie game, which was terrible.
Yeah, I never played any of the movie ones. I didn't care. But yeah. I really liked War for Cybertron.
Oh, I loved it.
It was really good, man. Yeah. And switching between the vehicle, and I mean, it's fun. That was, you always pick the plane. Everyone, just always pick the plane.
No, the truck was the best.
Hush that mouth. Are you doing capture the flag, and you're all the way across
me
the board?
Me and Raj straight played that truck. Yeah. I don't care what he says.
And no way. Even the multiplayer and the Horde stuff, that was all a lot of fun. And like, I really want to play the new one. It's just that I don't want to spend the money. Like, I don't spend $40 still on it. So
that seems to be your problem with a lot of games.
Yeah, well, I'm a cheap fuck.
Where do they get these prices?
All right, this one I can't even pronounce. Let's get a Adelir Rorona Plus, the alchemist of Arland, PS3.
In case you didn't know, we're white Americans.
Anyone waiting for Adelir Rorona?
Run to the store and get it.
Yeah, for their PS2.
There's a couple of those games. Exactly. I've never actually played them, but I heard they're okay.
Yeah, the Alchemist games?
Yeah. I never played one. I mean, I've seen
them. I think I got you an Alchemist game for your birthday like 5 years ago.
Maybe.
Are we talking about the games?
Art the Lad. That was it.
Anyway, Grid, Autosport.
We talking about games that came out yesterday?
No, games that came out...
You said Tuesday. Today's Wednesday.
Well, we're going to go over this whole week. Even
into next Tuesday? Or...
Yeah.
Okay. In like the last 8 days.
Okay. That's awesome.
7 days. 7 days in a week. No.
He said eight. Don't look at me.
Well, yeah, you count in today. And
I start from Monday to Sunday. Good question. Okay. Good question. So still out yesterday. Grid Autosports, PS3, Xbox 360, PC. So that is a last-gen driving game. Too little, too late, friends.
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
Pass.
Vroom.
Let's see what else we got. The Swapper. No thanks.
What's that one?
I don't know. It's PS3, PS4, and Vita. Maybe good.
PlayStation exclusive.
You didn't even look at it.
PlayStation. No, I didn't. Dude, I just...
We're professionals.
Right, folks. Well, no. Next week, I'll take a peek at all these games coming out. I just got to answering all this mail, and I was you know what? We should do that, but I really just punched up all the shit that came out.
I think the funniest joke of your intro was the fan mail part.
Oh, that wasn't even a joke. All right, so today, June 25th, Valiant Hearts, The Great War for PS3, PS4, Xbox One, Xbox 360.
I think a friend of mine bought that and is playing that. I got to ask him how it was. Because Valiant Hearts is RPG, right? Long running.
Valiant Hearts or Vandal Hearts?
You're thinking of Vandal Hearts.
Well, either way, he has it. He's playing.
That's why I was confused, because there's a Vandal Hearts 3 I'm excited. Even though 2 is so bad.
So many similar
Valiant
names.
Hearts.
Valiant Hearts.
Thursday, we have Shovel Knights coming out.
That seems pretty cool.
For June 26th.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
That seems pretty cool.
You think you'd be getting it?
Shovel Knights? It's what, are they, like old 8-bit 16-bit
graphics? Yeah, it's like a old school looking thing.
Yeah, it's
the only game I like to play is
Shovel. Well, it's a Wii U shop and 3DS shop, eShops. So, all right.
That sounds like my alley, Nintendo.
Only game I liked with shovels was the old...
like Dig Dug?
No,
Dig
it was Dug. The Evil Dead game where you start the game
Dig
with
Dug
a shovel.
A shovel game.
You
Dig
beat Dug. The crap out of people with a shovel.
Like the Giant Resident, Shock the Resident Evil Dig one? Dug.
Yeah.
Dig Dug. And Dig Dug 2.
Didn't one of the Zeldas, I think it was Link to the Past, have a shovel?
Yes, it did.
Some of them did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shovels going around, fellas.
Oh, and the Game Boy one, too.
Right, there's a lot of digging. I'm sure we can all name dig games.
Let's I seem to be the best at it.
Anyway. Friday, and finally, topping off this week, Friday, we have Sniper Elite 3 coming up for PC. I like the sniper games in the arcade.
I feel like the first one came out like 2 weeks ago.
You know what doesn't translate to a home console? Sniper games, because you don't have that sweet ass.
Yeah, just
gun.
Like our real time strategy doesn't really go for consoles either.
I might play this. If you Google image it real quick, there's just pictures of exploding heads and Hitler in crosshairs.
I mean, for the original Xbox, they had a giant sniper rifle you could buy at your house.
Yeah, I kind of missed some of the peripherals. Not all of them, but
we know how some people feel about extra plastic in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't mind like a piece of extra plastic, but when like...
Like a sniper game with a sniper rifle. He was knee-deep in the whole Guitar Hero thing.
Oh, I love that.
He had the entire jamboree.
Yeah, it's nicely folded up in my closet right now.
I think I have, 10 guitars in my house, just in case one breaks.
I had four Mario Kart steering wheels, and I just had nowhere to put them.
Then give me some.
Oh, yeah, you can have mine too, man.
There you go, bam.
I don't care. Yeah, good.
Mario Kart 8 is kind of, you know.
I was maybe taking that shitty gun they gave me with that Link thing,
too. Yeah, you want a Wii Zapper?
Oh, the crossbow, whatever it is.
You know what? I'll take the Wii Zapper, too. Give it all to me right now.
No, I'll take a wheel. I've been playing Mario Kart a lot, too.
Anything Mario's ever done is a huge piece of plastic waiting for you.
All right, so that's out this week. I guess we'll go on to what's new now, or what we're playing.
No. Exciting and new.
Get used to it, Novus.
All 28 inches of them.
I kind of feel you should be playing that for the What's New video game.
We should really rearrange the names here.
Yeah.
After finishing all the new games, What's New might be a misnomer.
Yeah.
We just did What's New this week. Let's do What's New with us.
What's new with you guys? What are you guys actually playing, and how is it?
Next week, 4.1.
I went back to start playing Ni No Kuni. Because I never beat it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So obviously you like the game, correct?
No, I liked it. I liked it a lot. The problem was I think Tails came out this like around the same time, and I went to Tails because I'm a huge Tails fan, and then I just went back to it.
He's a cute little guy.
Well, not that Tails.
That two-tailed fox.
All right.
So adorable.
So you liking it?
No, I love it. It's just like a... You're like a wizard Pokemon. That's basically what you're, like a little mage, and you collect like random creatures and fight with them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, they got a lot of games. So are you a summoner? Or
you're collecting technically, them? You're a summoner, but like you have to defeat them in combat, and randomly they like get hearts over the head. That means you can like take them over. All right. And they level and evolve and stuff like that.
So it's Pokemon?
Pretty much. All right. But it's like more RPG based.
Which one would you rather play, Pokemon or...
I mean, Pokemon. Cool.
Yeah,
I love Pokemon.
Right. It is what it is. John Chuck, what are you playing this week?
I was rocking some WWE 2K whatever with my friends, and that stupid Royal Rumble mode is just so glitched. I hate it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But I was paying attention to E3 last week, and there was just no mention of the new WWE game on the new next gen console. So I did a little research and 2K what they said that some of the things they might be doing are day to day like. Updating of the characters
was no.
Statistical and like look wise because it's WWE and they change looks all the time. So like when the game comes out, they it was last year's bullshit, and then they have a totally different character.
Yeah, but for a glitchy game, I don't know.
It was a glitchy game with a particular mode, but like the game itself, it should run way way better. But the thing is, why there was nothing in E3 apparently is that they're just doing like all the motion capturing. They're starting to do it now, so it's more relevant. To when the game comes out in, late October.
Okay.
So I was, I was trying to do that. Please, just give me some more characters on the screen. It's, they've been having six characters for, over a decade, and all I want is, a huge ring full of wrestlers.
Oh, you mean, more characters in the ring at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, a different, interesting camera angle for the game, because, when we played it, when you dominated everybody, you asshole, it had to have a kind of a close... view of the screen. Can you imagine how they'd have to do it?
They used to just... I remember in the old WCW World games, they'd just have this giant, almost fisheye lens. Like, it was all the way back, and you could just see everything, and that's tough. If you couldn't see your character, that's tough.
But, I mean, how many characters did they have in the ring at the time?
I think all of them.
I also heard rumors of, for the first time, a sandbox arena. Where there is no load times. It's just
They could definitely do that now. On the new systems. Yeah,
some of the old ones had the backstage area.
But that was a load thing. Yeah. That was a load nightmare.
It was like
eventually you'd be getting your ass kicked, and it would just be a race for the door constantly.
But with all the new next gen systems, they have so much power in them. Like, it's not asking too much to just, have a little bit more of the weapons, technology. Where if there's something on the floor. It should actually, you should be able to hit it, not like, because it's so weird, the tables and the ladders just they don't work right,
mm-hmm.
And just more people on screen, better graphics, just please, just make for the fans, just make a good one.
Yeah, I was gonna say during our fight when we played, there were a couple of times where we kind of hit into the table, but it just kind of shifted over. It's like there's nobody.
Oh, dude, that's been since day one, man.
Yeah,
those tables suck.
There was a table we set on fire. Somebody got suplex right next to it, and the thing just went.
All right, Novus, what are you doing this week?
Same old Final Fantasy 13 and Mario Kart 8. Nothing new.
That's boring.
Nothing new at the library. Nothing new at the library this week.
Max, what are you doing this week?
Finally wrapped up all the Uncharted's.
Okay.
Got through number 3.
You're totally up to speed.
Speed?
Yeah. All right. He's a ladies' man, isn't he?
It's always the same chick.
Yeah, no.
It's
no.
always the same chick.
He got that sassy brawn at the end.
No, you always end up with Elena.
No.
The blonde.
Yeah, but he had that little thing going with the
British chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was a bitch.
Yeah, but come on now.
Yeah, he's ladies' man. Two girls, awesome.
All two, and Sully.
He gets his dick wet. Two different women.
Sully's the best.
You should probably try the Tomb Raider game next.
I played it.
Oh, you played the Tomb Raider already?
Yeah.
I was about to say, if you like that, you'll like the Tomb Raider.
I want more treasure hunting now.
You imagine how much Nathan Drake's getting? Now imagine how much Lara Croft's getting.
Yeah. Bet she gets a lot of dudes.
But I like 3 a lot, but I thought 2 was better.
Yeah?
2 plays a little more coherently. They tried to get too much going with 3.
I think
wandering in the desert for half an hour?
Which one's the one where he starts up in the airplane?
In the plane?
That's going down?
None of them?
No, that's it.
That is
not going down. It's crashed.
Temple
like
of Doom.
It's. I think it's 3. The beginning of 3, where you're hanging off.
No,
the
3 starts in with the bar fight.
Doesn't
2 starts off when you're hanging from the train off the.
Yes,
of the cliff.
It was a train.
I was gonna say,
you're thinking of Temple of Doom. So
that took a while to get through.
He was thinking of Saints Row when falling out the plane.
No, I wasn't. I definitely didn't get Saints Row and Drake's Fortune confused. That would be.
You did.
That'd be wacky.
You're very confused.
I'm not. And this week I did a wrap up of all my games too. I beat Worms. I beat Halo as well for free. I didn't touch Max because that game sucks.
You suck, apparently.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Max, the free game, Max of the Brotherhood. By the way, Xbox. Last month you guys gave us Max of the Brotherhood and Halo Spartan Assault for free, and this month you're still giving the same games for free, and you decided to knock $10 off. The season pass of Rise, Son of Rome. No thanks. Nobody gives a fuck about
that. There's a season pass for that game for what?
I don't know.
You want to know
more
why?
More slow motion.
Because I'm pretty sure the company behind them is falling.
That's fast. Part of the news. Part of the news.
That's a ironic name for the company.
Right.
Rise, the fall of, oh fuck, we suck.
The fall of Rise.
Rise, brought to you by Falling Fast.
Rise, the fall of Rise.
Oh, also I took part of the Steam Summer Sale.
Oh my god, that sale was ridiculous.
Are you going to be talking about that?
No, not really. Okay. Why?
I'm just going to say one thing. Like this is the first time ever that I've really been mad about it, because like I know people get crazy and like, oh no, I spent so much money. It's like I haven't bought anything from it, but it's like I want so much stuff that they're putting on sale, but I have no money for it.
Most of the Heroes of Might and Magic stuff is 75% off, so I got the last game and all the packs.
I know they put out Borderlands, the Game of Year edition.
Yeah.
It's like $6. I just bought it for 30 like a week earlier. I'm like, fuck my life.
Douche. Sucks. Generally with Steam, I just go for the real-time RPGs, because I like playing console games, but the real-time, you got to do computer. You can't do it on console. They suck.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what we're playing this week. I don't think anyone's playing anything particularly new.
I'm trying to make my way to Final Fantasy 13 too.
Anyway, on to the news.
Watch me! You're fucking
all
it up.
All 28 inches of them.
That says new. I thought it said news. See how that works?
He says like the thing.
9 different files. What's new, nude, news. Like,
what's nude?
That is 10 tons of derp.
All right. Let me get the sound clips up. Talk amongst yourselves.
News team assembled.
I still have my Final Fantasy 13 2 sealed. I never even bothered opening
it. I do too. That's crazy. That and Mickey's paintbrush. I've never been opened.
Give me that one. But like I have 13...
News team,
you bitch!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
Don't you fucking interrupt me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? I apologize. You want to finish your thought?
I wouldn't. No.
My comment. Fuck yourself. That's the end of my thought. Fuck yourself. Let's go.
All right. You want to go for one more? You can. What was your thought?
No, it's okay. I have.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
As long as your hand is wavering over the iPad.
All right. Hands down, hands down.
Are we have another Frank Vincent quiz?
Hands down.
No, we're not. Do your stuff. Let's do it. All
right. News. Anybody looking to join any sports teams in college for a little money? You know what I mean? A little, what do you call it?
Sports team, like that one game that was just recently added? As a
scholarship. Sport? Thank you.
I ruined your team.
If you're interested, Chicago is now being recruiting for a video game scholarship. They have a professional video game team, and they're looking to recruit all across the country and make this a thing now. The administrator of it was quoted as saying, if they can give scholarships for the bowling team, they can give scholarships for the video game
team.
They
give scholarships to the bowling team?
Yeah.
Why not just end that and not give it?
Seems much easier to play that way.
Anyway, the University of Chicago is debuting their team. They said that they're going to be playing predominantly League of Legends. The finals of League of Legends last year had 27 million viewers worldwide.
You know what I'm imagining?
I was
right
one
now?
Of them.
I'm imagining, like, you know, World of Warcraft players from 10 years ago going, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Got a college education for this.
Like all those guys that were skateboarding in the 70s, right?
I'm thinking that shit right now.
Those big fatty boards. Anyway, sorry. The University of Chicago, Robert Morse University in Chicago, rather, is offering it. If you are interested in joining the team, hit up the athletic director, Kurt Melcher. And he says he gets about 700 this week applications.
That guy hates his life.
It's probably just from parents who are just like...
He's like, I'm the athletic director.
Long? Why can't you be...
Everyone in Japan is fucking...
I'm imagining the plot of Accepted.
All right, here's his quote. I found it. I found his actual quote.
Lewis Black.
His actual quote. There's no physical activity, but we also offer scholarships to our bowling teams. We do so for our choir and our band. Each of them has a level of physical ability and also a level of skill. Certainly, League of Legends is no different than, say, the skill required or amount exerted as bowling. He's really giving it to bowling. But
he hates the bowling program.
I think that they'll make more money with this than bowling ever did.
League of Legends and stuff like that, they have a huge fan base.
No one cares about bowling.
No, they don't. Bowling. No.
Unless I'm getting wasted in the middle of the night.
I was about to say, unless you're bowling, you don't care about bowling.
Or an Amish kid shows up. I'm still waiting for that to happen.
I like my bowling ball more than I like bowling with it. Like, I do not care about bowling.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have two of them sitting on your mantle down there.
So I got a couple of the interview highlights on the size and quantity of these scholarships. He's quoted as saying, we're planning on having 3 varsity teams. It's 5 versus 5. I think it makes sense to have 8 or 9 per team. The kids would get, for the best players, 50% tuition and 50% room and board, which comes out to be almost 19 grand. That's cool.
For the 4 years?
Yeah. As long as you're on the team.
It's pretty good.
I mean, like, for real?
Yeah, for reals.
Yeah.
What do you think, this is a fucking game?
Yeah, a little bit. Is there any, like, major schools that are
just this guy so far, but there's a couple high schools that are doing it now. So, that's cool. I'm into it, man. I'm fucking into it.
I was about to say, if it takes off, it's just one person does it. All it needs to do is catch on.
They're going to start, like, scouting kids, like, sending people to, like, kids' living
like,
rooms.
Like, oh, you want a new Ferrari? Come to mine. Like,
yo, you got to scout this kid in in Chicago. All right, where's his house? I'm going to sit on his couch for a couple hours.
You like Cheetos, kid?
See if he's got it. Mountain Dew? Check. All right, I think we got a winner here.
We also got a, speaking of that, I got a quote from him on why they created it. It says, and I quote, the culture of gaming environment is all-nighter fueled by Red Bull and going at it hard. So I think we'll have to put reverse elements in it, saying, hey, stop practicing, take it easy, make sure you're studying, get to class, and make sure you're a good citizen with the university. All right, so they're basically saying that they're probably going to have to put a stoppie on some of these kids playing all night, but it'll have its challenges.
Basically, it's saying what you're doing is great, but a little bit less to make time for school. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
So what games?
So this is a preventative.
Just League of Legends at this point.
I guess.
League's one of the top, like, online games.
League's
right
the top one on Twitch, I think.
It's always top on Twitch. Every single day at all times.
Is it still free?
Yeah.
League of Legends?
Yeah. League of Legends is free, but to get the characters, you have to pay, or yeah. pretty earn them, but earning them takes forever. The skins, they cost money. They do discounts every week on the each thing. They come out with stuff, like, every month.
Okay.
I want to get a varsity jacket with a little controller on it. That'd
the Captain N varsity jacket. Oh, that's what we need.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be so sick.
You know what we could do? We could just get that because we can make it. Because
yeah, but know. Then we're not on the team, dipshit.
We make our own team.
We have a team. It's called A Squad.
Yeah, A Squad. Yeah, we got our own podcast. Yeah.
Get us some fucking jackets, dude.
No way, man. Get us some sexy tank tops.
You don't have a jacket?
Oh, we already had
you. Yeah, we all got jackets. Shut up.
Tank tops, apparently.
Anyway, they got a couple tips on the website on how to get on the team rather than just call up and say you play a lot of video games. First off is you have to be damn good, obviously. It says play, practice. That's pretty much goes without saying. Second one, get on Twitch. So if you have a lot of Twitch followers, I guess it's going to be beneficial. I guess it just shows that you're serious and people will follow you.
Well, or your hot girl that showed tits. One or the other.
Right.
Nice.
That'll help you. Join a high school team is on there. Like I said, that there are a couple. It's not terribly common. But
yeah, I'm saying are there like a good amount of high school teams?
Yeah. Yeah.
For just this one game, or just
generally, League is the one. There are a couple. I think StarCraft. What was the one that was at a Comic-Con last year? That
StarCraft. We
it was the StarCraft final.
I can
right?
see. I never. I don't know.
StarCraft, I watched a StarCraft.
I was going to say StarCraft's a lot much bigger overseas than here.
StarCraft is an intense game. Like that. Like I could see like putting a team.
Did you watch any of it when we were at Comic-Con?
A little
last
bit
year?
When I was walking around.
It was fun. Did anyone else?
Yeah,
see
the big screen and the
yeah the two players in the booths and yeah. stuff. It was pretty tight, man.
I'm an old school StarCraft player. I love that game. That's one of the funnest games.
Blizzard's coming out of the game that plays a lot like League.
Blizzard's never coming out with another game ever. They keep on scrapping that shit.
No, it's literally it's based on all the characters, all their characters from all different games.
I thought you were
it's
talking about League that game. Super secret game or whatever.
Oh no, they're not. Yeah. They said they're not doing that until like after Warcraft dies. It's never gonna die.
No,
Warcraft is there forever. That's not going.
Yeah. As long as they keep on expansions, they'll keep getting the players back.
Can you imagine having to restart that game like with your character? You'd be like, no!
Eric's restarted it like 10 times.
I have all the characters at max level.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I stopped playing. I haven't played in months.
All right, number four, go pro. Yeah, okay. If you're a pro, then obviously you can go walk into college. Thanks for the tips, folks.
they should have, like, at that point, why not?
It's like joining the NBA and they're just like, wait a second, I'm eligible for college ball.
It'd be kind of cool if they just had, like regional teams, like the New York, you know, Buttmashes.
Maybe eventually they will.
New York Buttmashes, nice one.
On League, there's professional teams that play each other, like, all the time.
Yeah, but
they
like,
already have
there's a group of kids that started it up. I want, like, a regional teams where, like, once you go from high school to college, then you get drafted by a team. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, this is all over the internet right now. If you actually type it in, the Chicago Times, of course, has it on there. Huffington Post, all sorts of stuff. People are failing to mention that it's just the one team. Who are they going to play?
They said they were going to try to get at least three teams.
Yeah, but they're going to play each other?
For now, until
there
somebody
more,
else does it.
There are literally more sanctioned college Quidditch teams than there are.
Oh my god, that was Hacky a lot
sack,
of fun.
Man. That
to
was.
Watch the Quidditch? Oh my god, that was so much
we
fun.
We went to the Quidditch World Cup. That was fun. Yeah,
I would do that again.
Was that Comic-Con last year?
No, that was its own legit thing in New York City. That was 2 years ago. We didn't make the one last year.
Gotcha. I definitely want to go again, though. That was so much fun.
I'm going to go again this year. And number five is you can email Melcher himself, which is, I don't think that's a good hint at all.
Hey, can I be on your team?
Just send nothing but selfies to him. See how we get them.
Yeah.
I was just sending pictures of my thumbs.
Look how callous they are.
Yeah, look at this. Little six packs on the thumb. Anyway, those were all the tips they said. Another tip that I'm going to give out is that just show that you're interested in video games. And one way you could do that is if you want to email us, then maybe we could get you on the show. And that's probably a feather in the cap, right?
Oh, huge.
Huge deal, yeah, right? Oh, that's what I'm saying. All right. And, you know, we only have five seats in the studio.
Well,
but
fuck it. Why don't we start up our own team and take our own fictitious college? We'll play fucking Robin Morris.
What is it? South Harmon Institute of Technology? Let's do this.
Yeah, man.
We'll be shitheads now. And shitheads forever.
Well, so we're a SUNY school, bro.
Nice. Well, I mean, I'm excited about it. I think it's cool. I think it's about time. No, Novus, shaking your head. It's not cool.
It sounds so wrong.
Why?
Because I don't think of video games, especially a game like League of Legends, and the education system in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, the football program and education system don't really go together
either. Let's go back to this guy. Do you think of bowling when you think of education?
Dude, I do. I've never been a sports guy, so anybody who's ever like gotten their way through college because of sports, I really don't give a shit less. But it offends me more that you're getting through for playing a friggin' video game.
Why?
I don't think when Jim Naismith wrote the rules of basketball, he envisioned LeBron James jumping over Jason Terry and making him smell his nuts while dunking and paid millions and millions of dollars for it. Shit evolves, man.
Yeah, dude.
Again, it's just a matter.
Get with it.
It's a matter of sports and a matter of people getting more accolades because they play a sport or.
Well, they practice and they're good at it. What's the difference? It's like the chess team. What about the chess team? Would you have a problem with the chess?
Because there are several other things
out
there.
Fuck those Eastern European dudes.
Yeah. There are several other things out there that people are good at that they should be getting great accolades for that they're not, and yet people are playing games for free. They didn't even pay for it.
What about laying the pipe team, bro?
Yeah.
there's just millions of other things that should receive this kind of attention, and they're not. And, you know, it's
yeah, but there's millions of things getting this kind of attention already that shouldn't. So
yeah, exactly. And you're and all we're doing is just feeding into that beast.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's already been fed.
I don't think we're changing America.
It's one school.
No, America's being exactly the fucking same, but it's just
right.
It's still wrong. But this is basically saying like well it already sucks so let's just keep making it suck. I don't like it.
My first round draft pick in the lay in the pipe team is Mario.
Is he?
Oh yeah,
he's good from what I heard. All right, news story two before Novus brought us down. New study shows more than half of UK studios are four people or less. That's exciting. I mean, that's pretty much the whole story. But I mean, like half of all the UK based video games.
Is there any big games
four
that are from
people?
UK?
Yeah, The Witcher comes out of what was it?
The
Poland?
PS4 game that's coming out in like a month or two.
The Witcher's a big title.
Witcher's been out.
Is it?
There's a couple. Witchers.
There's a third one coming out.
Well, I'm saying it's a new one coming out on the PS4. That was not. I don't think it's out yet. Is it?
I don't think
probably
so.
Not.
No, it's not out. That's not out. It looks good.
Obviously, I meant like the Witcher 3. I don't need
right. But, anyway.
But I mean, it seems like a lot of work for four people. Like
that particular game.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't think that I forget what studio that is, but I don't think that they happen to be in
one
the
of them?
Four.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
They're
say,
not.
That would be a lot of work. I don't think that would take years.
No, all these names are escaping me. That Danish one that does Eve, they're not. They got the shit kicked out of them by that MMA guy last month. They definitely got a large staff too. I'm not saying all of them, but more than half.
Okay,
that's cool. Do you guys think that's just kind of based on like the Flappy Birds and stuff like that?
I think they're just doing like a lot of like maybe app based games or
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Just like a lot of small time games.
The story didn't elaborate.
I'll say or maybe those
So I wanted to elaborate on
The indie games that you can download.
You're
and
saying
stuff
Shovel
like
Knight's
that.
Coming out. I guarantee that wasn't developed by more than four guys.
Yeah, a
couple shovels.
Well, yeah, maybe. Also, Dig Dug, who else?
Are we talking about like just individual companies have four guys or like one company has their little branch offs that have four guys each part? You know, like 2K has one area here, one area here. Are we talking about...
No, I'm talking about startup studios with four people.
I can kind of...
There's also saying that studios are getting much more common that live in separate parts of countries.
I can kind of see that, considering the fact that I think a lot of things run on the same engines, and you can buy the engines and then just reskin them. So you pretty much have a good portion of your game set up. You just have to, you know,
yeah,
toy around with it. So I can see four guys starting something and then getting some help from outside, however it may be. So I can kind of see that.
All right. And the last bigger story that I wanted to talk about, well, it's not the last story, but the last bigger story is Crytek, who come they're not doing so good.
What games?
They make Rise, Son of Rome.
Is that the only game they made?
Rise. No, they don't. They also make Crysis, which I love.
That's what I know them for making.
Yeah.
Is Crysis.
Yeah. So there's a report. They are claiming none of it is true, but so far, since 2011, 30 staffers have just left, just flat out left, which is uncommon. And they said that they are not getting paid for sometimes months at a time.
Gross. Which I don't understand that. It's like, if I'm not getting paid for, like, you know, two paychecks in a row, I'm like, I'm gone. See you later.
I don't understand that either when people do that.
It's like, the guy who is like, I promise you'll have everything and a bonus next month.
Well, they're saying like... that the Rise sequel was actually dropped by them. They said Microsoft has the option to pick it up with another studio, but they're not doing it anymore. It didn't do that great.
No,
because it was really according short. To you, it was just kind of, you know, repetitive and boring.
It was kind of repetitive.
It looked okay, but for the most part, you just...
I'm the be-all, end-all.
It took me like...
You, him. You don't count. Fuck you.
All right.
It took like, I don't know, maybe a couple hours. It'd be maybe 10 hours. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, there was a whole bunch of like, oh my God moments where like, oh, you're doing a bunch of violent stuff, but it had like almost no replay value to it.
Yeah, you could probably just watch Gladiator 5 times.
Like, you might as well just buy
watch 300. It looked like 300.
You might as well just buy it now for, like, the $20. Like,
oh, dude, it's still $50.
Oh, you might as well wait a couple months.
I was going to say, until
it's
that drops.
$50.
Let's come up with a list of movies.
We're just going to play it and not miss anything.
They offered that on the Xbox Gold. They said, oh, $10 off, so it's only $50. And that's why I didn't even mention it on the podcast. I was like, nobody cares. Nobody cares about Rise for $50.
I mean, the only reason I even bought it was because it was, like, the only original game. And I was like, all right, well, let me check it out.
Oh, no, I know. And it looked okay at the time. They were really
talented. I'm not going to lie. It was fun, but it just didn't have much to it.
Nah.
Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, it's
Crysis, though, man. That hurts. You know, Crysis, for anybody who doesn't know Crysis, look at the new Call of Duty trailers for the ones coming out, and that's what Crysis was.
That's the homeboy doing the power slides with the bow?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
Didn't Crysis 2 have a problem as far as being, like... a little too advanced for
it was
PC.
Too gorgeous.
Too good. It was.
A lot of computers needed to update to play.
Yeah, like you couldn't play without actually 4K. Buying extra stuff.
Yeah, but the newest Crysis came out on Xbox 360 and it was amazing.
Which in 2 or 3?
3
came out already?
Yeah. 3 was like last April.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was good though.
I don't pay attention to shit.
Anyway, it was awesome and they're implementing a lot of that stuff. A lot of that stuff that Titanfall has in it and the new Call of Duty was from them originally, I think. Anyway, I mean, the cloaking abilities, which I mean we've seen in other games but not multiplayer games, and the running, the super jumps, the wall running.
Halo.
I was about to say Halo had the cloak.
Yeah, but not as loadouts. I was not as part of the super suit.
What's Team Titanfall?
Titanfall came out well after Crysis was implementing those.
I was going to say Team Fortress 2 as the
I said Titanfall and Call of Duty have bid it from them. Crysis is like the grandpappy series of the Advanced Warfare. And I really hope that somebody else picks it up. Or they do. They have a lot riding on Homefront, the new Homefront game coming out.
That first one kind of was gay.
Yeah, I know.
I heard that wasn't that good. So.
No, it wasn't.
They were trying to get me amped up, like, because I'm like, you know, America, right? And I just wasn't feeling it.
Me neither.
The whole time I was like,
it was a weak game.
The whole time I was like, man, I'm not even going to watch Red Dawn.
Right.
Turn the system off and just fucking watch Red Dawn.
As a matter of fact, I think the movie and the game came out relatively.
They were trying to sell the whole fact that you could like drive this tank from like a remote control so hard, but it was not that.
Nah,
fun.
I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it. Anyway, hopefully they do a little better because I would miss Crysis. The other games, meh. And if you're really basing your entire future on Homefront, you're in fucking trouble. last two stories, they kind of go hand in hand with what I wanted to discuss after the test. First off, GTA modder, did anyone see that?
No.
Which one?
The GTA modder broke the game so that he could do the whole game in a first-person view.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
That was fucking cool, man. Anybody else see that?
It's gotta be hard to drive. Huh?
You get into the car, yeah, dude, but it's real fucking life. Yeah. real life.
Except they would gun you down pretty quick.
Yeah, but it was cool, man. It was really cool that he did that, and I hope that becomes a mode in Grand Theft Auto, because that would totally change the entire game. You could play through the game a total second time just from that view.
Yeah, I guess you beat the game once and then unlock that mode.
Yeah, hell yeah. That would be awesome. Did anyone else see it?
No.
All right. And
I get what a FPS version of the game would look like, though. I don't know.
Right. No, well, it would be cool.
Beating hookers in first-person view.
I'm in the car while she's banging the
hookers. Yikes. I don't think they'll do that. But And the second one, which will tie into what I want to discuss after, so bear with me. Titanfall is getting a new free downloadable content, which I love. They're getting a new part called Mark for Death. Other team goes after one person on the team, which is basically like a keep your leader
safe. Is it brought to you by Steven Seagal?
Mark for Death? Maybe. I don't know.
The good old Seagal arena.
Anyway, I do love that mode. I think Gears had it, where you protect your captain.
It was called
Escort Mission.
President. Like,
no, I think that's what we made a version of that in Halo 2. Like, one person was the...
We did that. No, Gears definitely had it.
Gears had it, yeah.
You had to protect the general.
It was President mode.
Was it President mode?
I don't remember being President.
General mode, maybe? You were Hoffman. You were Hoffman. Whoever was loaded out is Hoffman. But they're also getting 14 new burn cards and some emblem selection to kind of customize the Titans a little bit. Put a little something on your sleeve.
Can you customize those?
No, not even a little bit. I mean, the guns, but no.
Because Call of Duty has that.
No flavor.
Customize your own.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the guns and stuff like that. And it's pretty dope. I've seen some wild ass shit that people put on their guns. It's pretty cool.
Our boy, Lou, Praying Won't Help.
Mm-hmm.
He did our Paint It Black logo as his.
Oh, that's cool, man.
He did a good job.
Did it look legit?
It looked real good. Yeah. Right. So it took him a while, which is like damn,
he's got nothing but time.
Yeah.
He's got nothing but time. All right, so I think it's time to take a test, unless anyone has got anything to say about Cryit. Anything else? Nothing?
He was waiting for you to say something.
I'm actually just trying to stall for time to find my test button.
I thought he was going to play like the Rise Like Phoenix.
Oh, man. No,
I wasn't.
He's shut you down again.
I wasn't.
Rise lives to shut down.
Anyway, I'm switching between soundboards tonight, so bear with me.
Rise Like Phoenix.
You want it? Is that what you want? No, it's test time.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Only a test.
All right, tonight's going to be another word swap because they're easy for me to do, and I didn't have a lot of time. So we have seven questions. The last one will be a bet thing, and I'm bringing back losing points, so you assholes don't just throw out all willy-nilly. If you get it right, you'll get one of these guys. Wrong, one of these.
I miss Frank Vincent.
No.
Do you?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Let me punch it up. I have it all on my phone so you can't see it.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Is that how you won last week?
No, yeah. I didn't.
You were bragging.
No, he was over there in your spot.
Oh, you listened to last week's episode?
No.
Oh, all right.
This is bragging.
Yeah, wasn't bragging. I said I finally won one. That's
I didn't think you listened to last week's episode.
I stopped listening to episodes I'm not on because I get tired of all the names you call me.
You might want to give a listen.
I was about to say, it was a pretty fun episode.
My God, yeah. At the end, we really got you good.
Anyway, first question. It's raise your hand format. 130, for example, and a situation of danger. Wait for it. Novus Redemptor.
Time Crisis.
One for Novus. We got Time Crisis.
I see you spell my name wrong on there, too.
I don't care.
Novus.
Novus.
That's actually on purpose.
I'm sure it was.
Question two. Deadly. And there are 10 of these in a game of bowling. Deadly being the first word. And there are 10 of these in a game of bowling. I'm going to give it a 5 count. 5. Max Barracuda.
Fatal Frame?
Nice.
I was thinking pins.
You all thinking pins.
I was thinking pins. Like
I know,
the same
I know.
Like,
I know.
Murder Pin.
I'm like Kingpin. That's not it.
So this one's three words. It's excellent, breaking, male siblings. I'll give the guys at home No chance. Max Barracuda.
Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I do that one all the time. And number four. I expect Victor to be the one to get this one. An association of people in medieval times and armed conflict. Giant Shock is officially giving up.
He's like taking around. I can't think of
Camelot thing. War.
Max Barracuda.
Guild Wars?
Oh, God. I never played that game.
You disappointed people.
I know. I disappointed myself.
Well, I know. I've heard of it. You play the MMO so much.
I like them.
I know you do. Okay. So, this is the longest key on your keyboard, and foreigners entering another country by means of force. And we got Max Barracuda again.
Bummer.
What?
I thought I had that one. That's why I put my hand.
You put your hand back down.
That's why I thought I had it. Like I.
Raised oh,
it.
All right, Giant Shock. Giant Shock.
Space Invaders.
Nice. I saw your hand go up first, and then you shot it down. So.
Well, you looked at me.
I thought it was a check swing. What do you want from me? All right. Last one before the bonus. Stringed musical instrument. Giant Shock.
Guitar Hero.
Sorry, you lose that point. String musical instrument and a child's toy musical instrument.
Fuck this game.
Kermit the Frog rocks one. I'll throw that out.
A ukulele?
Does he rock a ukulele?
I don't know what the fuck he rocks. I hand up his ass.
Wait, well, can you read it one more time?
A string musical instrument and a toy musical instrument.
I think I know.
Yay! Oh,
I got it.
Max too late. Barracuda?
Banjo-Kazooie?
I knew it.
Nice. Okay. So,
Kazooie's not a string
close
thing.
Close enough.
No, that's kazoo? The second one.
No, was it their children's toy? Kazoo.
I thought she said
string musical instrument, and the second one was a toy musical instrument. Right.
Kazoos are not toys.
Yeah.
You can, like, Party City.
Kazoos are legit.
For, like, 30 cents.
Did you not hear the solo in Smells Like Nirvana by Weird Al Yankovic?
Yikes.
I can't believe you actually
He wins Grammys, right? Kazoos. Is he not a musician?
What's that?
He wins Grammys. Is he not a musician?
He won two Grammys. Multi-Grammy winning Weird Al Yankovic.
I said Grammys, plural.
Okay, so the last one, you're going to be able to bet all your points. Max has 4,
Zero.
Novus has 1, Victor and Gina have nothing.
Yep, I bet all of them.
Okay, way to go, you're the man. Giant Shock?
I bet 0, clearly.
All right, I bet clearly all manly.
All the nothings.
Okay.
1.
Also very manly, Max Barracuda?
None, fuck y'all.
What a bitch.
Hey, whoa.
It was a trick question. He loses.
but if somebody else gets it right, then he should lose all his points.
No, I can't.
What do I need to... I'll do 3. We'll do 3.
Okay. All right. So this one's a 3-part question, and it's hard. And if you need be, then I'll start reading the definition or the Wikipedia of the game. 3 words. It's a type of aircraft. It's also a vector quantity measured in newtons.
Jet set radio?
Moving on. There's a type of aircraft. Vector quantity measured in newtons plus one of the signs of the zodiac. For all those physics majors.
Mazers.
Mazer Rackham.
I got it.
Oh, we went up at the same time there.
Well, considering he gets 0 points for it, why do I get an answer? Yeah.
Let's go for Max to make it interesting.
I don't know if it's right, but Jet Force Gemini?
And we have a winner.
Oh, I knew it.
Did you know it?
Yeah,
you knew
I did.
Jet Force Gemini?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we have Max. Max bet three. And
I get nothing anyway.
We're looking at 7 points for Max.
That's double zero, so...
1 point for Novus.
I double zero. I don't care what anybody says.
And let's see if I can get a little Max music. Guess who's back? All right.
Max Barracuda.
Congratulations.
So often I win. I have a theme.
I have themes for other people. I have other things.
Lies.
I have gnosis.
I'm seriously working on mine.
I told you I will play yours if you make yours.
I'm working on it. All right. I have to find the friggin' song.
I was working on yours too. If I Chipotle ever, all day.
If I ever do win, you can just play the What's New Pussycat.
Right. Do you want the What's New Pussycat? All right. Whatever you want, man.
I'm cool with it.
All right.
All 20 inches of Tom Jones right there.
All right. So we're going to have to move on to talking points. All right, just so everyone knows, in that lost episode that I mentioned previously that we kind of just cut to the wayside, Novus started a new section of his that was pretty dope. It was his Novus's top fives, and I liked it, so I'm actually going to cut that out and play it. No, I'm going to play it sometime to kick that off, and he's going to start that again next week.
Yeah, which would be good, considering that like last week I was like, yeah, I'm still playing Mario Kart 8. It's like, I never started playing it, according to our podcast.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that was phantom and creepy, wasn't it? Yeah, we missed an episode. We didn't get to air it, so... But I like coming out with a fresh episode every week, rather than the week after.
That's because you waited too long to post it. Your own fault.
Rise like Phoenix. All right.
Well, this is talking points, not snitching.
Right. Anyway, this one I wanted to talk about. This one kind of tied into the Grand Theft Auto and the Titanfall. So I wanted to just discuss whatever happened to cheat codes, really. Whatever happened to like that extra mode? And can you guys remember any specific mode that? Because me personally, I remember some cheats gave just such a big life. That made the game beatable or playable.
I remember the Tony Hawk code where you could turn off the gravity and you get the moon physics, and it was awesome.
It elongated the game so much. Anything that one was good.
Anything in GoldenEye that you unlock.
GoldenEye, excellent example. Mine was
unlockables or just cheat codes?
Any of it. Right. What happened to all my extra shit?
Now it's DLC.
Not even, man. Like they don't give anything cool like that.
That's it. It used to be... Earn stuff, all the extra costumes was all unlockables.
Earn stuff.
Now you buy them.
Earn stuff as opposed to buy stuff sucks. Everybody knows that sucks. But I'm talking about just the extra shit that they used to put in there. Like, for example, I remember playing the Jurassic Park game for Genesis. And they had a code that made it bearable, which was... which was you typed it in and the second player could essentially do a god mode and carry the player anywhere on the board he wanted. And it was kind of fun. You know, you could get to you once you played through it again. And
the Lego
games
have some of that stuff. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah,
Lego
but
Marvel had a bunch of.
But even Grand Theft Auto
cheats.
Stopped really doing all that cool shit. Remember,
you could just drop tanks out of nowhere on the big pile and blow them up.
Or flying cars in Grand Theft Auto.
I loved when I made the huge pile of cars and I just hit with a rock and everything's fucking blue everywhere.
What happened to all that shit? Does anyone have any ideas on why they stopped doing it? Do you guys really think it's just DLC?
I think they're just lazy.
I think it's a combination of like games shelf lives are probably not that great just because so much shit coming out and everyone knows about everything. Back in the day, like when those games were out, I mean, I didn't see a commercial for GoldenEye. My friend played it and said it was awesome. I picked it up. You know, like now.
Yeah, but it gave longevity to the game.
I think games don't have much longevity. When was the last time you played a game for a full year?
I was about to say they're probably just,
Heroes of Might and
Magic. They're just rushing them. They just don't have time to put the extra content in.
You think it's a deadline?
I think they're really tight on games because they have so many things they're working on and so many games are coming out, like he said, that they just don't have time to be like,
I
need to put this in there real quick.
I think people's attention spans are just gone. Like, they play a game. Once they play through it, unless it's like a super multiplayer that keeps them coming back, no one's really going back and like playing through the
but
game.
But I would if they let me do something wacky, you know?
Like, I mean, they always have your big head modes or some dumb shit like that. Like, what's it? Metal Gear Solid had the, if you beat it with Meryl, you had the fucking, the headband where it made you invisible or something like that.
Yeah, I don't care about
and
that.
And then if you beat up Akatan, well, it changed the game. You could just like walk right in front of people and they...
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore. I bet the new Metal Gear's not going to have anything like that.
Well, technically, if you beat Dead Space on the super hard mode, you get like a foam hand. And apparently has like unlimited bullets and all that shit.
I think Resident Evil still kind of does it too. They kind of give you an extra.
I'm a huge Resident Evil fan.
Silent Hill did one of them. When if you beat the game and it got a certain ending, you got a gun that like one shot every enemy in the game.
Yeah, that was definitely.
Yeah, but it's never anything bad game changing.
That was ridiculous. Know? I mean, you made you because that game there was like five different endings. If you got that ending first, you can blow through the game like an hour.
That's how I did it for all the achievements. It was.
But what about Resident Evil? They just make you invincible. Like, they just make you invincible at the end like they used to. And then I'd play through the game not scared of shit anymore. Yeah. That would be great.
I don't know. Resident
Evil. Hunters fall off me and I could just burn them.
The first time those dogs jumped out that window, Resident Evil scared the shit out of me.
Oh, number one?
They killed me. I dropped my
controller. No way, man. You didn't shit yourself harder than when that zombie first turned around.
Nah, the dogs in the window.
You saw the zombie coming.
Like the dog in the window was literally, I'm walking down an empty hall. Oh, shit, dogs. What the fuck?
I've killed.
You almost became a Jill sandwich.
I've killed a hunter with a one shot from my handgun, but I've been killed with the dogs more times than I can remember because it's at a weird fucking angle. Yeah. You can't hit it.
You get caught in the corner.
I still miss that old style, though.
You have your overhead look for the fucking creepiness, but a dog attacking you if they shoot on a specific angle. I'm like.
That old style was the best.
You got four bullets. Good luck.
Different ways, viewpoints from the rooms, different rooms. That was a creepy style. Like they definitely lost it once they went to just Chris Redfield's.
But the gameplay is way better at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, like the shooting was incredibly difficult with that.
Well, yeah, but it also, viewpoint. I mean, the new games couldn't even if you had those creepy modes, it wouldn't be scary. The story at this point is so fucking goofy.
Well, now it's just the Matrix. Did you play that last one? What was it, six?
I stopped after five. After five,
it's almost Dead Rising.
It's a Michael Bay movie.
I basically fought Wesker for like 3 hours, and like I didn't even die a bunch of times. I just kept playing. Like he just kept turning into more shit. I was like, God damn it, just die. Then eventually I'm on a volcano island. I'm like, how the fuck did I get here?
I remember that. That was ridiculous.
What the hell am I? What's going on?
Anyway, do you guys think that they should throw that back now? You think they should throw in some extra flavor? I mean, I know
essentially
the answer is going to be yes.
Realistically, just specifically to the Resident Evil franchise, stop making the bad guys be Ada Wong and fucking Albert Wesker.
Yeah,
for like one game. Just take a break.
You know what you could do? You could buy Capcom and make that change.
Yeah. All right, guys. Return that Wilson and Sonoma's coffee table you got. And then...
All right, guys, so Tara Wesker and Ada Wong off the drawing board. Totally new people. Doesn't even have to be that cool. No. New people.
In fact, just walk into their office as they have it right now. Burn it, and then rebuild it.
They're all like, we quit. We're not doing that.
But we have all the models.
Ada Wong enough.
We have all the models.
And Ada Wong's going to have a shitty side story at the end, too. So be it.
I mean, I don't know why I'm harping on Resident Evil. What is, like, I have lost all, like, concept of what is going on. Ever since I left that island in Veronica... I have been clueless. I've been in Amazon, Africa. I've been in Antarctica.
They had a first-person shooter.
So this cheat code thing is officially a dud. We're not talking about that anymore.
We can say the Resident Evil thing for shooting the breeze.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I'm sorry.
Because I was going to say, I don't really care about the cheats thing.
You don't? No. As a thrifty gent such as yourself, you don't care about elongating the game somewhat?
In newer games, not really, because a lot of newer games are pretty long on their own.
Oh, I think games are shorter than ever.
I was going to say, I think that's the opposite nowadays.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing an RPG, they're short.
You're talking about a guy who also missed a good portion of like the last generation, the previous generation, which is like Xbox and PS2. I missed that time.
What happened, Coma?
When games got really long.
Okay.
I like the cheat codes you get for GTA with like he gives you all the money you want, so you just pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah, but, I mean, I prefer to... Earn it, hustling and respect. I mean, like, with the hustle and respect.
I'm a person that has, like, a short attention span, so, like, I spend most of my time fighting the cops.
Yeah.
So you had hustle and respect. What about loyalty?
Yeah.
Hustle and respect. I'm front page of the newspaper, like, there's a madman.
That would be a lot of fun. I like the code where you just go straight to 6 stars and just, like, go crazy.
I like aggressive pedestrians. Anyway, Novus, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, like, I've never really been crazy into cheat codes. Sometimes they're fun, but for the most part, I don't really feel like they're necessary.
Yo, NBA Jam, where you get to be Bill Clinton.
Yeah, man.
That was the shit.
The smoke code in
Always Combat. On Fire, NBA Jam, when you guys would play each other like that was incredible.
Even now, like, I used to play, like, I never actually owned a cartridge of Contra. I play it a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I don't need the cheat code to actually enjoy the game.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I beat the game.
You know that thing? Well, I understand where you're coming from. I'm just going to let you know. You know that thing you type in to get 100 lives so you can actually play the game? That's technically a cheat code. That's not just part of the beginning.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
Dude, I just freeze it no. right before I die.
Right, you don't understand what I'm saying. Contra only comes with 4 lives.
Yeah.
Nobody can beat it. Like
it comes with,
pretty, one shot, you're done.
I'm pretty sure it comes with 3 lives and like 4 continues.
Uh-huh.
So.
And they give you like a one life right in the beginning, and then you're like, oh man, this is going to be chock full of extra lives. That's like the only life you get the whole
life. And I've beaten the game pretty simply.
Pretty simply?
Pretty simply?
Are we talking about Freeza in the game?
No,
talking about Freeza?
There's a lot of older games that I would put in cheat codes just to kind of get through and see the ending.
Right.
Like Battletoads. I would put it in a cheat code just to kind of get
That's
through
That's another game you have to put in the cheat codes to see the ending.
But
at
also,
all.
And also, again, a conversation about cheat codes also is a matter of what you consider a cheat code. Would you consider a warp in a game a cheat code?
Like it depends. Mario? If we're talking whistles...
We're talking about Mario whistles. We're talking about secret rooms in Gauntlet. We're talking about the warps in Battletoads. Would you consider those a cheat?
No.
Okay, so then that all that's out, and you're just talking about actual cheat codes, like the Konami code.
Yeah,
they add a lot of fun, but I just don't feel that they're necessary for modern games.
Well, isn't that what it is? Don't you want more fun?
I enjoyed in GoldenEye Big Head Mode.
Big Head Mode was fun, and it was the only way you could take down Oddjob, respectfully.
Oddjob kneeling down, worst thing ever.
He was the worst.
I forgot about
that. He wasn't even short in those movies. That always bothered me.
Yeah.
He was way short, too.
He was like huge in Goldfinger in the movie. And in the game, he's a tiny little guy.
I don't think he was always the same dude.
Maybe he actually was short in real life. They just kind of shot him in a way, like they did with Lord of the Rings.
Watch the movie.
And GoldenEye was like, we have to stay true to form. I'm sorry.
We need really big furniture to make them look small.
Yeah.
It's an Asian stereotype is what it is.
I know what it is.
He was Korean.
All right, so around the room, why do you think they stopped doing it? I tend to think that it's deadlines.
I think it's deadlines.
Attention spans of the gamers, they don't care.
They just don't care? That they're just going to move on to the next one, so why bother?
Yeah, basically, how many people replay a game?
I do. So they just don't need them anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with that. Nowadays, if you want to prolong a game, you release a DLC pack.
Yeah. I guess.
New levels are way cooler than, like, Big Head Mode or Always on Fire.
Yeah, but I would like both.
I mean, how awesome was
free Big Head Mode.
How awesome was it when you get to play the Harley Quinn bonus DLC?
Woo!
Man, yeah, that was the best ever.
Man, shut the fuck up.
That added so much.
Shut up, Mr. Bass.
Yeah, I've never been actually, like, fond of any of the Batman DLC.
I bought, like, skins and stuff. That was it. Like,
I bought some of the extra missions, like the little tiny deals.
So you can play as Robin and Nightwing in the challenges. Okay, give me a story with them. Oh, Harley Quinn's revenge? Yeah, not exactly doing it for me here.
No, it didn't do it for me.
Sorry.
Harley Quinn's doing it for me. I don't know.
All right, so that about wraps it up this week. We'll do a little shoot in the breeze, and then we'll see everybody next week after. All right? All right, shoot the breeze.
Yeah, Resident Evil, bro.
It sucks balls now. It's
what the fuck?
I could have sworn you spilled your drink again. I thought we got another incident from last week.
He did.
The week before.
He totally did.
What was the last Resident Evil game you played?
The fifth one.
5?
Yeah.
The one in Africa.
Five. Yeah. Everyone played 5?
Yeah. I didn't play 6.
I didn't bother playing
6. 6 is miserable.
I played that one where you're all the fucking the bad guy characters. You're Umbrella.
Operation Raccoon.
Operation Raccoon City.
Raccoon City, yeah.
And I was no.
This sucks.
No,
I heard that was pretty bad. Yeah. But whoever has Resident Evil 6 for Xbox, you want to play it? I need to play it.
It just
you go back to this somebody?
Show like a year
no,
ago.
Because, you know, because there's a reason why I have it, and like I bought it before I stopped doing
achievements.
Yes, exactly. No, because I went to Texas to see my brother a year and a half ago, and I was like, hey guys, can you watch my house to my friends who think it's very funny to piss me off. And they're like, oh man, Resident Evil 6, one achievement unlocked. Go buy the game, fucker. I bought the game and then went, I am tired of achievements. So now I have the game, barely played it, and I need to play it.
All right.
But like even 5, I was
don't
like,
though. It's
but like I played 5. I don't like Resident Evil. I don't like survival horror. But I played through that like in its entirety. I started to kind of like it. It's still just not really.
I think enjoyable. They just put survival horror because nobody's paying attention to the series anymore.
It's not survival horror.
It's an action adventure.
Yeah, it's basically all it is.
I have no idea what's going on.
Back when 4 came out, that one was cool. I heard the first time they did it with Leon, but it was still fucking scary.
They still kept some of the scares.
Chainsaw Man.
I love the gameplay, but the actual story was like, why am I in the Amazon jungle?
Now it's 6 was so ridiculous with the story.
Even if
you played them all, you can't follow what
even
the hell.
When you
I
bet you.
I never. I don't know anything about the game. Are you in the fucking outback of Australia?
You're all over the world.
I don't even understand anymore. Is this supposed to be a zombie apocalypse with them? Because they keep on saying isolated outbreaks. It's like you're all over the fucking place, man.
There's 6 missions in that game.
Yeah,
like 6, right?
Something like that. Like I know the first one. You're like you literally start the game off. You play Leon. The president just died. Like you shot him in the face.
You shot the president.
Resident Evil 6 or 4?
Yeah, 6.
Okay, well, I know there's the 4 characters you play as.
You play as 6 characters.
There's a 5th character. You think you have like a all of them?
It's 6 characters, and then there's a 7th unlockable, which is surprising.
I think it's 4 characters, and then the 5th one is Ada Wong.
Because you're Chris and his partner, you're Leon and his chick, and then you're Wesker's son and the little girl from Number 2 all grown up.
Yeah.
If you beat... With all those characters.
But that's 3 campaigns.
Yeah, that's three campaigns. That's why I was going to get confused. Yeah. I know it's 3 campaigns and then Ada Wong.
And then Ada Wong.
I played the Ada Wong part and I kept dying because I can't
when
get
you kill the
submarine.
Living ship when your boat comes alive for some reason. It was awful.
Am I taking crazy pills or did Ada Wong fall down a shaft in 2? Like, how the fuck did she live? That was a bottomless pit.
In the first person shooter one, I think
she landed on the Emperor from Star Wars.
Every bad guy just has the T-virus like needle in their pocket. They're like, crazy. I'm going to die.
I can see that happening.
And they had
I would carry that.
But in those 3 scenarios, like the 3 playthroughs, only one of them had zombies and the zombies were terrible. They were stupid. They could fly.
I hated ever like,
fly.
They're not officially, but they would jump from one end of the room to the next.
You know what? Another thing that bothered me about Resident Evil 5, like that was a racist dream. That's the really bad because every zombie was
they're black. All clicking at you like
because they're all black and like what the fuck?
I didn't even notice that, Novus. That is fucked.
It's a racist color.
No.
What's the matter with you?
You know, because there shouldn't be a color to a zombie. They should just be like gray and dead. It's like no, they're black because they're not zombies. They're
clearly from Africa. Like, what's so racist about that?
No,
I'm just saying.
Just white people.
But they made them all white. They'd be like, what the fuck? Where's all the black people?
I also heard just like away from Resident Evil 5 that like 3, Resident Evil 3 and Code Veronica were swapped because Code Veronica was supposed to be 3.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a history of.
Yeah. It was a whole like contractual thing.
I remember the one that was like 11 characters that you get to play as. Where I kept getting killed by this stupid leech monster. You had to carry a little pound.
Oh, and
Outbreak?
Outbreak.
Yeah.
They all have their special little gay ability. Oh, man.
One of my favorite ones was Zero. I like Zero a lot.
Oh, on the train?
That was more leeches, though.
Number 1 was my favorite. Come on.
2.
Number
two
1 remake
four.
For
Actually,
GameCube.
You know what? 4 was my favorite.
2 and Veronica are the best, too.
Number 1 remake.
2 was only
GameCube
fun when you beat the game and you got to play the guy with the knife. What was that? What was
Chris
his name?
Chris
Redfield? No. When you beat the game, you unlocked the special. The little guy, all he had was a knife. It was
Chris Redfield only had a knife and maybe a bullet.
It was a special character after you beat. I forget what his name was.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be jacked. You take on the zombie apocalypse and you give your gun away to fucking what's her face every time.
The first thing I would do in a Resident Evil outbreak would be start taking steroids. I wouldn't care. Good for him.
Work for Chris.
Right. He's definitely got the core. Bro.
Right.
He's definitely got core.
All right. Let's wrap this up. I got shit to do. You got shit to do. Everyone's got shit to do at home. So for us this week, thanks for playing.
F Resident Evil.
F Resident Evil.
6.
I need time for an extra. All right. Thanks for playing, guys. I missed it.
A Squad, the Batman podcast.